This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's topic.
It's deep throat.
I don't know why I paused. I had no tee up. I was like,
give us a bit. Give us a joke.
Named for now outed FBI informant Mike Feld, popularized by Woodward and Bernstein during the Watergate scandal. I actually did look up like Watergate shit because I was oh, right. Deep throat is a thing. Like it occurred to me like halfway through the research that what we were researching is also like
a
code name from American history.
Yeah, I also forgot about that, which is so weird, because it's kind of, dare I say, iconic.
Yeah, kind of an important moment in our history.
It is, and especially that it was named after a fucking porn, you know? A golden age porn.
Yeah, as long as, you know, we're talking about, I don't know what I'm teeing this up for. If you haven't watched All the President's Men, and you are a person who is concerned... Well, All the President's Men is about Deep Throat. It's about Woodward and Bernstein.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know
that's
that.
Why it's relevant. That was a totally out of left field. But it's actually like a good rewatch during the time of Trump. I mean, if you are a Trump supporter, you're not going to like it.
Or this podcast.
Or
really,
like,
maybe.
Why are you listening to our podcast?
Well, our tagline is the only GOP that's actually good. So.
You're lost. Yeah. We've made our political positioning very clear.
Yeah, but hey, but still keep subscribing.
Yeah.
We want those numbers.
But give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah,
oh,
please.
No. Now we've told them about ratings and they're going to go give us a 1-star because they're mad that we don't like Trump. Thousands of Americans have died. Okay. So anyway, All the President's Men holds up.
I've never seen. Should I watch? Put it on the queue?
You know, it's a classic film, and it just, like, goes into detail about what was involved in them actually getting to the bottom of the whole Watergate scandal and all of the, like, political corruption involved. And it was reassuring because it was just a reminder of how fucking long it took and how, like, actually drawn out it is to expose crime at that level. And I was like, this takes time.
It does.
Meanwhile, you know, our impeachment hearings got us nowhere. Anyway.
It's funny. You were talking about All the President's Men. And for some reason, I thought of A Few Good Men. And I was like, that's not what that movie is about.
Yeah. Different movie, similar title. I could see you. I could understand the mix up there. The only reason I was confident about that is because I thought of it and saw it in, like, the Wikipedia thing about the Deep Throat scandal and all that.
Do you ever think, like, where this podcast would be without Wikipedia? I think about it a lot.
I think about that every time Wikipedia asks me for a donation and I give them
one. Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Damn, she's got money to burn.
Well, their ask is very good and clear. They're like,
it's
if
true.
Everyone who viewed this gave like a dollar, we'd be set forever. So if you give us $5, and I'm like, hey, I can give you $5. I think I've given Wikipedia like a maximum of $20.
Oh, okay.
Which
all right.
does like feel like something I can do once a year, you know? Like, I love
I've
that
it exists. I've spent $20 on worse, you know?
Certainly.
Shit, I've spent $100 on worse.
Having just done like the expense breakdown of how much we spent last year on porn, like,
it's
true. I can give $20 to Wikipedia.
Yeah, thanks for that stimulus check.
Yeah, that came in today. We should briefly touch on, however, Deep Throat the porn. We should also clarify, we're not going to review the classic pornographic film Deep Throat. We're talking about, like, Deep Throat dick blowjob stuff.
Do you want a definition? Would that be helpful?
I always want a definition, Rachel.
Okay, so this is from kinkly.com, which like also is essentially like the Wikipedia for sex. Love kinkly.com. Deep throating is an oral sex technique in which a sexual partner takes their partner's entire erect penis deep into the throat. Although it is difficult for many people to perform deep throating as a result of the natural gag reflex, it does create a different type of stimulation that many people find pleasurable. Penis havers also report that deep throating makes them feel like they have a larger penis. Good for you.
Wait, that's funny. That makes them feel like they have a larger penis?
I think the gagging aspect.
Oh, the gagging does. Yes, yeah, that makes more sense. I mean, yes, a gentle gag is a classic Ramane move during a blowjob.
goes a long way for the self-esteem.
Yeah. I thought you meant that like deep-throating sans gag, and I was like, I don't know if that makes sense, because then I'm like, whoa, the whole thing fits in there. It must not be much dick there.
Yeah.
Like, I once had a conversation with a guy with a very large penis, and...
That was the end of the sentence. I once had a conversation with a guy with a very large penis. The end.
Oh, sorry. Were you waiting for more? I don't know why. That's all I had to say. No, I was hooking up with a big-dicked human, and I didn't, like, mention it early. Like, we hooked up a few times before. I was like, by the way, you've got a big old dick. And when I did finally say something, he was like, I was wondering when you were going to mention it. And I was like, oh,
okay.
No. So then my response was to be like...
I've seen bigger?
Well, no. I'm not that spiteful, but okay, I was like, I could have, because I have.
You could have. You out of everyone, I feel like, would have said that line.
Listen,
I've seen better.
I'm brave, but I wasn't, you know, that cranky. Yeah. We had just fucked.
Sure.
But I think what I said instead was like, you must get a lot of lame blowjobs. And he was like, what do you mean by that? This is myself included. I am not a deep throater. We'll get into more detail in a moment.
Sure.
But I was like, you probably like have a lot of people shallow out on you, and like the top third of your dick gets a lot of attention, but the bottom two thirds is like ignored most of the time. And he was like, that's a really good point.
He's still thinking about that.
It hadn't occurred to him. It's all he thinks about. Now he thinks of me every time he gets a shallow blowjob. It's me being like, sorry. Like,
the base of my dick is really cold.
Really neglected right now.
Yeah. I have to say, I've never searched for deep throat. I'm not a big blowjob watcher in general. We've talked about this before. Neither of us are.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't. Yeah. Deep throat isn't my particular thing. I feel like I give a good blowjob, but I don't. I'm not deep throating, you know?
I think we all think we give a good blowjob. And then I saw Jacqueline Novak's get on your knees. And
yeah.
I was like, am I too a toothy blowjob?
Yeah, right. Makes you really think a lot.
I will say I'm like obsessive about not being toothy, and I will get there, but I was fascinated at how much tooth was involved in one of the videos we're going to review.
Mm.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Little tease for later. Come back after the break. But yeah, I'm not a deep throater. I do think I'm good at a blowjob. I will say that like, there have been a couple times that I'm like, that was an amazing blowjob. Like, where I've been like, I
you patted yourself on the back.
Fucking nailed that. When I had just like a special blend, you know, like a perfect alchemy of like a little, like a hint of drunken abandon, 200% like commitment.
Yeah.
And then just like all the patience in the world. Because I feel like sometimes when you're just giving a blowjob, you're like, sure, I'll do this for a while. But when you're like, I would fucking suck your dick to the end of the earth. Like,
yeah. Here's like, my thing.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, I give like a fake deep throat.
Like you like, choke a little and then
I shove it as far back as it can fucking go.
Uh-huh.
But I really don't think it's not going, I don't think it's going into my throat. Maybe it is. I mean, let's not forget, I've spent many years in voice lessons, so I know how to raise my soft palate, you know? Like, I know how to open up a throat, but I really don't think that I'm deep throating. I'm definitely, like, gagging. I actually, you know, maybe I don't have a very good gag reflex.
I have a incredibly powerful gag reflex. That
Do
bitch
you?
Will, like, chime in when the conversation is completely irrelevant.
Like, I have definitely been known to make myself vomit once or twice, specifically around my birthday, when the Coke isn't working anymore and I need to sober up. I definitely have been known to puke in rallies. But it takes me a while sometimes to, like, get myself to puke. Like, I'm shoving fingers back there. So,
oh, yeah. See, yeah. I, for whatever reason, yeah, can do that pretty easily.
Yeah.
And I think I do have a strong gag reflex. Obviously, like, I'm cognizant of it and really careful when giving a blowjob not to be, like,
yeah,
too aggressive, but it is not uncommon for me to, like, take a dick and be like, and then, yeah, like, pull out again, like, just to give us, like, a little bit of a gag and to let, you know, homeboy get the feeling that he's got a big old dick in there.
Yeah. I mean, the gag is natural. It's part of it, you know? It's what, yeah, what your body is telling you, like, there's something in there, we got to get it out.
Yeah, but I'm definitely not deep-throating. I wouldn't qualify a gentle gag as deep-throating, especially since I'm, like, doing it for, like, a second and then being like, and we're out again, you know?
What's interesting is the amount of saliva the gag creates, you know? Like, after watching a lot of these videos, I was like, fuck, that's, like, it's, like, a different level of spit, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, is that stomach bile? Or, like, where, like, it's just, like, stuff just, like, comes out of nowhere and you're like, whoa, yeah.
It's thick and there's lots of it. But it's good because lubrication is key to a good deep throat.
It's true. To a good
lubrication and communication because, you know, it is risky.
I will modify my statement and say, I know it's not stomach bile because stomach bile is green.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes. All right. I had my appendix out, I got to see my stomach bile outside of my body.
Interesting.
And it's not the color of spit, let me tell you. Yeah. Anyway, this is a delicious episode. If you think this is bad, get ready for us to talk about one of these videos later. So in my research, I wasn't quite sure how to approach this because I wasn't finding stats. And like, the psychology of a deep throat is kind of boring. We've kind of talked through it, like, oh, makes you feel like you have a big dick, or like, it's just a fun sensation, I'm sure, for the dick bearer.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was like, hey, let's kick it back to high school Cosmo era and like look up like tricks to deep throat. And I actually found some like worthwhile stuff.
Interesting.
Like, I'm not gonna rattle off like a ton of tips because, you know, sex tips can often be misguided.
Oh,
but two standout things, especially like hailing back to like early days Cosmo.
Yeah.
Like, throat positioning was one I hadn't thought of, where like you actually want to like align your throat like with the dick, which I was like, oh yeah, that's funny because most classic blowjob angles are not actually helpful in that respect.
Yeah.
Also, I read a whole article about gag reflex training and about desensitizing your gag reflex so that you can deep throat, which made perfect sense to me.
Right, right. That's fascinating. I got some interesting perspective into like why it's hot. And the tongue is immobilized during deep throating and you can't suck. The glans penis can be like intensely stimulated by the tightness of the pharynx, which is why it's like an intense stimulation. And that's why men, you know, or penis havers say it feels amazing. Yeah. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. And there's like a lot. I mean, I get the whole like power dynamic, like, you know, going into someone's throat and like having that person trust you. Again, communication key. The dominating and submissive aspects to it.
I mean, that was almost why I think it took us this long to get around to this topic, is so much deep throat or like throat fucking is what you see in mainstream, which is why I'm very glad we actually had a fan write in about this topic. A person who gave us the name Amanda, and I'll leave off the last name we gave. I only qualify like gave us the name because I know some people write in with probably not real names. I think Amanda's was real, but I'm also going to leave off the last name because this person didn't be like, by the way, shout me out.
Please.
But she was talking about having an aversion to it and then like really enjoying it with a partner and being like, oh yeah, I like watching it a lot more, having found more enjoyment for it in real life. So I just was curious about it, and she actually recommended one of the clips that we're going to talk about that I think depicts it really well, where it is in particular like a dom-sub relationship, and the deep-throating is one of the submissive acts.
Yes. Gagging in general is a very like submissive act, you know, with fingers and or a penis, you know, or a dildo. Right.
And I, you know, I'll say like if and when I'm approaching anything that resembles deep throat, I'm generally a fan of not being fucked in the throat, like of the dude holding still, or like maybe like very gentle movement, but like I just get freaked out when someone starts like thrusting into my throat, you know?
Oh God, yeah. Right. I've got some stats. Do you want to hear them?
I'm into that. Yeah.
Okay. You know I love a stat. Okay, so the popularity for deep throat as a search term was the highest in August of 2013 when the movie Lovelace, starring Amanda Seyfried, was released, which was about Linda Lovelace, the star of the 1972 adult movie Deep Throat, which, if you don't know, classic golden age of porn where the female lead learns from a doctor that her clitoris is actually in the back of her throat.
Mm-hmm. Starring Linda Lovelace, as you said.
Right.
Also so a super high-grossing film.
It was.
Grossed $1 million in its first weekend, which is equivalent to $6.1 million today, which is like a pretty splashy box office open, and it was a porn. So
I mean, it was the Avatar of its era.
Yeah. I haven't seen Avatar, so I don't understand that comparison, but sure.
I made a lot of money. I don't know. Don't fact check me on that. So the most popular deep throat related searches include face fuck, sloppy deep throat cum throat, unbelievable deep throat. Also, wow, that was unbelievable. Men, surprise, surprise, are proportionally 91% more likely to search for deep throat.
That stat sounds correct to me.
Yep. Visitors to Pornhub's gay pages are 165% more likely to search for deep throat compared to non-gay visitors. And the 25 to 34 age group is 24% more likely to search for deep throat. Across the United States, visitors from Alaska are the most likely to search, closely followed by visitors from Delaware, Rhode Island, and Michigan, interestingly enough.
Hey, Michigan.
It's where I am currently, in a closet. Woohoo.
If you could just go around conducting a poll, please. Yeah. Just kidding. Just
six feet away. And visitors from Hungary are proportionately the most likely to be searching for deep throat. Because they are hungry for that dick. I did it. I had to.
I feel the need to apologize, and I didn't even do it.
I'll leave. Thank you so much for having me. Goodbye.
Yes, thank you for being here. You can see yourself out. Thank you so much. Oh, boy.
Week 4 in quarantine, guys. It's getting loopy.
Here we go. Have you had any, like, crazy blowjob mishaps or, like, deep throat mishaps?
No, I've never like, I mean, I remember hearing like in high school of like friends who accidentally have like vomited.
Yeah. I was secretly hoping you would have because I haven't either. But I was like, maybe.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't. I've vomited in many places, but not on a dick.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Hey, bucket list, right?
Yeah. Once quarantine is done, I know what I'm doing.
Oh. Should we do the showdown? Is it time?
Yeah, it's time.
To the hilt, deep throat and face fucking compilation.
Ooh, to the hilt.
I liked that. Classy. You know, a classy way to say like the dick is all the way in there.
That's hot to me. Like when it's to the hilt, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
God,
for
I
those
miss sex.
That don't know, you know, swords, Shakespeare, the hilt is the thing that holds the sword. So, you know, if you can't see the sword,
the base
to the hilt, it's the base of the sword.
Yeah. Where you hold it, the not sharp part.
Mm-hmm. The handle of the sword, if you will. The not sharp part.
You knew what I meant.
I did. I, for a second, was like, oh, no, I have to, like, dig into the annals of my nerdy stage combat brain to be like, other parts of the sword. And then was like, you know what, Laura, you can let that go.
Is it annals or annals?
I think it's annals.
You said dig into the annals.
I said annals?
Yeah, I had to dig into the annals. Porn has really just...
It's really done some
reprogrammed us, honestly.
To my brain.
And I'm grateful because I hope that one day you could say anals in front of a room full of people and no one giggles.
To the hilt of the anals. You get it.
Yeah, I do.
My neighbor's wife attacked my dick. Come in her throat.
Come in her throat. Why don't ya?
She attacked it, though.
Yeah, I mean.
She had that coming.
She did. What did she think was going to happen?
This one's funny because it's periods. Like, it's my neighbor's wife attacked my dick, period. Come in her throat, period. Like, very matter of fact.
Yeah. It's serious, you know.
Just no nonsense.
Yeah, and I bet you there wasn't caps lock.
No, there wasn't.
Ah, see? I like that. Mixing it up, you know?
Subtle.
I might click on that, honestly, just because of the fact that they chose a different formatting.
Okay, I'll send you the link.
Thanks.
If you want to get Rachel's attention, have a subtle, gentle title. You know, something to the point.
Right, or if you use proper grammar and proper punctuation, and you don't use all caps and a bunch of exclamation points, like, you know, maybe I'm going to click on it just for variety. I want to see what I'm, you know, like, what's going to happen? I don't know.
Okay. Next we have deep fucking your throat while whipping your pussy.
Oh, whipping.
Uh-huh. I'm confused about this. Like, am I flogging your pussy, like, while you're sucking my dick? Like, just the mechanics of this. Why?
I think that that's physically possible.
And also, but, like, why are we whipping your pussy?
Because, I mean, it might feel nice. I love getting a little slap every once. I love a slap on my clit.
You love a pussy slap?
Yeah, a pee slap is what I never
what
call
we call it on the street.
What I never.
No one has ever called it that. I don't like a pussy slap. I'll tolerate one, but I'm usually like, let's move on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's mostly just like a distraction. Like, are you cooling me down? Because, like, I don't need that, you know?
Ha, ha, ha.
Hot, hot. Next we have, this one. Real niche content, real entrepreneurial spirit. Cute furry dog girl Ember Rain practices deep throating a pony dildo and stretches her pussy like a good bitch. Full video on onegirlpettingzoo.com.
Wow. One Girl Petting Zoo is a site that I'm absolutely looking up as soon as we're done recording this episode.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I gotta know more.
I don't mind plugging this because I was like, look at all that she do.
Yeah.
And a pony dildo for furry dot. Like, this is some whimsical camming, is my guess.
I would love to know what about the dildo tells the viewer that it's from a pony. I could imagine size.
potentially. From the video. Oh, now I don't have the thumbnail in front of me, but from what I vaguely recall, it was like very like if like Lisa Frank made a dildo.
Oh.
That's like what it would be. And I think it even had some like pony characters, kind of like a bunny, but like not a literal pony. But like it was like brightly colored.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Because it says pony. It doesn't say horse. Very different. There's a distinction there.
Definitely different dick sizes, most likely.
At the very least.
Which is all I care about. As you've learned from my story about resenting this person with a big dick. Yeah.
You have a very large penis.
Next we have, nerdy girlfriend gets glasses and face covered in cum, then deep throat cock.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So do we think that she got the glasses? Is this actually a video of her getting glasses? And then she gets a blowjob? Because that's what it sounds like.
You know, that would really give me a full story. If it's like, we shopped for these glasses. We're invested in the fashion choice she made. And then
she
gets
nerdy.
Cum on them.
Yeah. She's at the optometrist. She's a nerdy girlfriend, and she's just looking for glasses. She's got a problem. It needs fixing.
She's shopping on a budget. She's trying to find the right one that's the right blend of sensible yet fun.
I mean, she gets glasses in face. That's what I'm gleaning from that title.
Well, it was gets glasses and face covered in cum.
Just gets glasses is enough for me. I can make that leap.
I thought the whole time that was the leap you were making. I didn't realize you thought I said in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the idea is she's wearing glasses when she gives the blowjob. hence the jizz on the glasses. But I do like the idea that maybe we just go on a whole shopping journey with this person before, you know,
I mean,
jizzing on inventive. Her glasses.
It's inventive.
Listen, if you paid for the glasses, you can jizz on them.
Right. If you pay for anything, you can jizz on it.
And to be fair, if somebody's going to jizz in or around my eyes, I'd rather have glasses on.
I mean, yeah, this is what I'm saying.
The more I think about it, the more practical I find this video.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we have 2020 New Year's throat bulge. He uses my throat like a cock sleeve rough.
Wow.
I basically pulled this one because I was like, that does sound like the way that 2020 started. The worst year in fucking history started with a throat bulge, cock sleeve, deep throat.
Yeah, a slave. Yeah, absolutely. That is exactly. Oh, is it? Okay. I just can't hear today.
Yeah, I should be louder.
No, it's okay.
Or speak more clearly. That's something I can always work on.
Wow. Cock sleeve. Uses my throat like a cock sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
You know,
I can get that. I could get that from deep throating. I could see that comparison.
With abandon, I imagine. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know?
I do appreciate that these videos are generally from the titles make it seem like it's from the giver's perspective.
Of the blowjob? When you say giver, you mean the person with the dick in their throat.
Yeah, the person who's giving the blowjob, not receiving the blowjob. Yeah.
Right, but not giving the dick.
Not giving the dick. Don't.
I'm
trying. Don't you dare.
Don't give me that dick.
I'm trying
don't
to receive.
You dare.
Don't you dare.
Last one.
Uh-huh.
Deep throating on a dildo.
Is there a question mark?
It just says UUH.
Which
unless UUH is an acronym I'm unaware of.
Listeners, tell us if it is, but
yeah, write in. It looks like deep throating in a dildo.
oops, I uploaded this video. that's funny.
It's fine, you know? It does the job. Should we take a quick little break?
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com wondery.
And we are back. You guys just missed it on the break. Laura shook her titties at me in the screen, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Whatever you gotta do to look alive.
Keep alive. Week four. Did we tell you it's week four in quarantine? Because I'm sure you
Who's
can tell.
Counting?
Literally. Okay, so the first video we're going to talk about is a lovely listener gave us this recommendation. It's called Rule 2, and it's from Deeper.com. It stars Mickey Maud and Naomi Swan.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is overall a fantastic porn. It should be noted that it's not just Deep Throat. Like,
right.
this has a whole sexual journey.
Oh, yeah.
But there is some throat fucking and some deep throating going on, and I feel that it is an excellent demonstration.
I have to say that this is also an excellent film to talk about communication.
Mm-hmm.
There is some really great communication between these two performers throughout the whole entire thing. Mm-hmm. That whenever people are like, oh, I don't really like asking, you know, sucks or what's awkward or whatever. But it's like, actually, that's half the fun, I think, is talking about it.
You can make dominance and submission and consent really hot.
Yeah.
And they do here. So it's Naomi Swan is Mickey Maud's sub in this mm-hmm. scenario. So it's a lot of Mickey kind of telling her where to go, but also her sort of begging for different elements of things that happen, whether it's mm-hmm. she's begging for his cock or she's begging to suck on his cock or
right.
she's begging to get fucked. Like, it's very much that kind of relationship and very well done and hot. And
right. he asks very clearly, like, what she wants, what they're going to do, how do you want it?
Mm-hmm.
Which I loved. And it was nice to see Mickey in a very dominating role.
Yeah, he pulls it off really well.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I'm still like, I trust this guy and he's nice.
Right, you know? Yeah. Like, I was never concerned. It was dominating, but it wasn't scary.
Yes, sometimes men who are dominant in porn will be legitimately scary. Like, you'll
mm-hmm.
be like, I don't know, is this okay? Like, it's so dominant and aggressive.
Right.
Whereas this was the appropriate amount of, like, dominance and aggression.
Mm-hmm.
But he was constantly checking in. And there was also a lot of thank you said between
yes.
them.
Yeah.
Like, lots of, like, thank you for your cum. Thank you for letting me take your cock. Like, thank mm-hmm. you for letting me cum. Thank
yeah.
you for telling me how to make you cum. Like,
exactly. Very gracious.
Yeah, this is a gracious couple.
Yeah. And I also have to say that I really loved to see her body type, this body type in porn, in mainstream porn. I feel like, you know, she wasn't like a big, busty woman, which I liked.
She had very small, natural tits.
Yeah, like she had yeah. like a, yeah, she had, you know, a nat for, you know, people who are not big breasted. I feel like sometimes the idea is that in all mainstream pornography, it's just like girls with fake boobs. And
yeah.
that's not true.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be true.
It doesn't have to be true. Also, some really interesting shibari.
Yes, the rope, like the bondage, the way that she was tied up was gorgeous.
Stunning. She kind of had this like leash that he would use.
Yeah, she kind of had a leash. Like, leash is almost like an overstatement because it makes it sound like one long, like extended thing. But like, what was cool, particularly like from the back, is that she had things tied up in a such a way that he could sort of pull her up from the back by
yeah.
the straps in a way that I'm sure didn't like aggressively hurt her because it wasn't like jolting her by the throat. It was like
yeah.
arching her back.
Yeah.
Which was hot
Rains.
And very cool. Yeah, it was like reins.
Yeah.
So yeah, basic arc of this porn is
uh-huh.
so they start by like teasing and fooling around and introducing the dominant relationship, and then there's some oral sex,
mm-hmm.
and then some sex, exclusively anal until the very end.
Yes, it was mostly anal. There was mm-hmm. a fucking journey here with anal, too, I have to say.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
the whole idea of this video, right, is, like, rule two is that the limits are never in the same place twice, and, like, she just wants to get pushed up against the edge.
And to be fair, that all that made me think of was Mean Girls, the limit does not exist. So different concepts, but...
Interesting that that's where your mind went.
I just, for some reason, like, that line from Mean Girls really stuck in my brain.
Clearly.
I don't know. I'm a nerd. What can I say?
But yeah, so the idea is like we're pushing her limits. And I liked that there was, it seems like there was no, there's barely any editing. So we kind of saw from the beginning of him kind of warming up her asshole. We get some great rimming, mm-hmm. you know, he uses a plug.
And lube, which is important to note because we don't yeah. always see lube when anal,
right.
in general, or particularly like lube, anal, those things are intertwined.
Right.
So there's a lot of porn that doesn't have have lube included in anal, which is really frustrating. So it's lovely to see it in abundance here.
Yes. And then we also get some anal sex, some penetration, but it starts off very slow. It starts mm-hmm. off very slow. It's very intense. And he's very checking in with her. And she's like, you know, she's obviously like going through it like while she's getting warmed up and like her asshole is stretching, which I really appreciated because I feel like a lot of times when you see anal in porn sometimes, you know, you don't see the stuff that happens off camera, which is like obviously their bodies are getting warmed up or whatever. Or they've been stretching. They've been preparing for the shoot all day. But it was really nice to see that journey in her ass, you know, go from being opened up to the point right towards the end of the video where he was hardcore pound fucking her in the ass, you know?
Yeah. Also, at one point, he invites her to get on top of him, and
yeah.
she does reverse cowgirl fucking anal sex, which is
yes.
like she is riding him from on top of him
yeah.
in her ass. And I was like, this is impressive.
Yeah. And he yeah. fucks her hard from below. Like it went from, mm-hmm. you know, him barely being able to like have his dick in her, where she went through this whole journey
yeah.
to then being, you know, and then she comes a lot.
Yeah. So this is like the second to third time that she comes is when she's on top of him, I think.
Yeah.
And he's sort of fucking her from below, and she's, like, working her clit. And I was mm-hmm. like, know how I know this is real
yeah.
is, like, it took a while. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, he's fucking her, and she's working her clit, and she's, like, clearly getting into it. And he kind of starts to slow down, and she's like, no, 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 please don't stop fucking me. And
right.
I was like, ah.
Yeah. yeah.
She's close, but
uh-huh.
she's not there.
Yep.
And then she does mm-hmm. come like a couple times in that position.
And her body bucks too.
Yeah. You see her,
yeah.
You know, like spasming and her body yeah. bucks. And you see her kind of like sustaining or like riding the orgasm, which is
yeah.
always cool. We should talk about the blowjob though.
It's true.
The topic of today is deep throating.
There's a very lengthy deep throat opening. That's how they start off any sort of sexual activity.
Yes.
And she, you know, he says like, we're going to use all your holes. Where do you want to start? And she wants to suck it like as far as it'll go.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. Yeah. Like she's gagging on it. She gets mm-hmm. so much. She gets a lot of drool on it.
Mm-hmm.
Very
so much that I was like, wait, did he come? Like, I wasn't
yeah.
sure at first. Yeah.
I know. Well, that's that, like, weird spit thing, right? That, like, happens
yeah.
when, like, you get your throat open
mm-hmm.
and your gag, like, reflexes
yeah.
open, like, chill, basically. Your
yeah.
throat relaxes.
That's a great blowjob tip. When you have fucking dry mouth from, like, smoking weed or drinking like before
yeah.
having sex, that happens to me a lot. If you take that dick like all the way to the back of your throat, you will
oh,
find
yeah.
spit there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You'll find your lube if
uh-huh.
you go all the way to the back.
Right.
I don't know why I said that like a weird mining folktale, but you get it.
There's she gets face fucked, but then she's also like aggressively kind of like fucking herself in the throat as well.
Yeah, she's really like jamming his dick to the back of her throat. And I like the balance here.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's any like coercion, you know?
Yeah, and because they established their dom-sub relationship and we kind of get
right.
to experience them playing with that first,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't worried about it. And he does like fuck her throat a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but she also like takes it pretty aggressively to the back of her throat of her own volition. It was a nice balance of that, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't feel like it was just him torturing her. I thought it was her really like taking it like a champ and him participating as well.
Agreed. I think that that's really important to see, especially in a deep throat situation. I don't want to just see someone's throat getting fucked because I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Did you think she kind of looked like Brie Larson?
I didn't, but now that you say it.
I think particularly in Profile, there was like something about her mouth, maybe, where I was like, who does she look like? And I thought it was Carey Mulligan at first, but I realized that was not right because Carey Mulligan has like smaller lips. And I was like, oh, maybe it's Brie Larson, which is a weird thing to bring up because Brie Larson didn't ask to be compared to a porn star. But I do think about people with like celebrity crushes wanting to like exercise them in a healthy way rather than like better this than like one of those horrible like
fake
clips where they like stuck some fake clip where they stick somebody's face on somebody else's body.
Yeah, it's true. Lots of breath play in here too, which I think you know, kind of goes hand in hand with deep throating. Like if you're into being if you're into breath play, I would understand why you would also like choking or like being gagged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, there's a lovely little ass fart in here.
There was.
Yeah.
And I loved that they kept it in.
Love that they kept it in. They could have edited it out.
Yeah,
they kept the natural little sound that Mickey Maude's dick made inside her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Because that shit happens.
It's true.
Not literal shit in this case, but...
I mean, but that also happens.
It does also happen. Yeah, I was saying, like, just to clarify, we weren't, like, looking at shit here, but we did have a little ass noise, and both are things that can happen during anal.
Yeah. I also loved that throughout this whole video, the sunset in the background.
Good point. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Which, like, you know that this was a long session.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
I loved it.
I love that.
Great video.
Great video. I did have one little funny note to myself that, like, when she was coming, when she was on top of him, you know how the video has the little markers where it's like, this is when blowjob commences. This is when cunnilingus that, like...
Oh, sure. Doggy style.
Yeah, that porn's... put little markers in so you can skip around. I was mad that there wasn't a marker on her orgasm. I was like, that could very well be what I'm here for. And there wasn't a little yellow marker.
There were about... She came like four times. So...
I know, but like...
I know, you're right. You're right. You're
right. You know, throw it in the mix. If we do... Okay. If we put one there and we switch positions, like...
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it should be an achievement to put a video out with like more markers because more orgasms. I say...
Interesting.
I'm starting a campaign.
Send him an email. Tweet
orgasm
at him.
Orgasm markers 2020. I'm going to do absolutely nothing about this except for talk about it on our podcast.
Make a mental note.
Yeah. Also, last thing to note, I love Mickey with the blonde.
Oh, sure.
I love that look on him with the blonde on top. Yeah. Mm.
Something that also that happened at the end is he said, thank you for your service, I think, which was a little weird for me. I was like,
I missed that.
I think that's what he says. I'm not sure, but I think that that's what he said. I rewound it a couple times because I was like, did he just, is that what? No.
He might have. I mean, yeah. I get it. I don't love it, but I don't mind it. I get the impulse and the context.
Yeah. It took me out a little bit. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah. But was it at the end?
When yes,
we were,
it was.
You know, sort of out anyway?
Yeah. I mean, I would guess that a lot of people weren't watching that video until that moment anyway, so.
Yeah.
Great vid. Okay. Great vid.
Great vid. Great recommendation, Amanda. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Also, it didn't have the thing that a lot of deeper videos have where there was like a weird, like a little montage and like an arty intro.
Yeah, we didn't need our like music video opener with this. I liked that we just got right to their relationship.
Me too.
And that's what kicked it off.
Me too. Yeah. Should we move on?
Yeah, let's dive right into sloppy upside down throat fuck balls deep face fucking Shaden Rogue.
Wow, Shaden Rogue, what a gal!
What a porn star. She's number 8 on Pornhub. I didn't realize until after this that she's. Highly ranked.
Yeah, model rank, which I think is different than
performer rank.
Yeah.
Yes. And her particular bent is exactly this kind of thing. It's tons of deep throating.
Yeah.
Tons of like spit play. Like there is a lot of fluid in a lot of her videos. And we're going to talk about it right now.
I took a little gander at Shaden Rogue's website because I was curious.
And what did you see there?
She's really taken this to the next level. Like, you can buy anything and everything from her.
Really?
Oh, yeah. used toys, used lingerie, like, you know, like she's got a full website about, you know, like custom videos, things like that, OnlyFans, Snapchat. Like she's really, she's, her marketing strategy is strong.
Makes sense. She's number eight. She's got to be doing something, right? Yeah. She's definitely putting work in. Yeah. And also, like, not to spoil the end of the video, but she does say, like, that was great. I think it's going to be a great video. Like, she specifically in the video is like, great video. She's not like, I enjoyed giving that blowjob. She's like, that video is going to be great.
I know. I know. That made me feel weird. Also, you want to know what else made me feel weird? She's 19.
Oh, I didn't need to know that.
Yeah, so... think about that for a second. I mean, if that's true, but that's what her age says. So on Pornhub.
I mean, better that than younger, but still, like,
I know
she has to have been doing this longer than a year. I feel like she's a pro. You know what I mean?
I know. I know.
She could have also kept her age lower, though, because sometimes performers do that
to appeal. Yeah.
She really feels like a mature 19, I will say.
Yeah, well, if she was 25, it would be MILF gets a throat fuck, you know.
Yeah.
After a long day of work.
Yeah, or 25.
In the porn world, they are.
Yeah.
God.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Here we go.
Wow.
So we open on an upside down face.
Uh-huh.
Just already taken a dick. To the balls, to the hilt, as they say.
Eyes straight open.
Looking at you.
Yeah.
Viewer.
There's so much spit immediately, that weird thick spit from like the inside of your intestines. Mm-hmm. And there's a croaking sound from her throat that I can only describe as concerning.
The sounds that come from this woman's throat.
Yeah.
It's like that's where we start, but it like advances to something I can't even replicate.
It literally sounds like a croak. Like it sounds like a bullfrog. It's like
Yes.
And something happens in my body just from the just hearing that noise. Just like I get an automatic like response where like my stomach was like flipping.
My stomach was flipping later, but soon after this, I am not a substance person.
Yeah.
Some people specifically are. Clearly, her partner in this video is.
Yeah.
Because he later says that she's the most beautiful in the world because she is like, she ends up just like covered in spit and jizz.
Yeah.
By the end of the video. That's kind of the appeal is they get as much spit as they can going. And she, like, she traces it around her face. She, like, she pulls it out in, like, clumps and webs. She eats it again after, like, pulling it off of her face. It's... Ugh,
she, like, plays with, she blows some bubbles with it. She blows it out of her nose.
She does a farmer's blow at one point where she, like, puts her finger on one nostril and, like, shoots spit out of her nose.
Yes.
And there's, like, tons of spit up there because she's been giving this blowjob upside down.
Yeah, for quite some time.
Which makes sense because going back to the, like, deep throat tips, the angle they get is just, like, fully throat and mouth open aligned with dick.
Yeah.
But, like, immediately, like, spit is running down her face and into her eye.
She can't see. She's gasping for her. She's also not like breathing through her nose, which like you have to when you're deep throating. You have to breathe through your nose.
I mean, I think that's meant to be the appeal of this is it's fucking scary because she's taking a dick all the way to the back of her throat. There's spit clogged in her nose. So she can't breathe through her nose. And then every time he pulls his dick out, she's like, and I'm like, she's going to literally she's drown.
She's gasping for her life.
Yes.
Gasping
I was afraid.
For her life.
I was like, this could be a snuff film. Like, this could be how this person dies. Like,
there
this
was
is
a couple times where I wrote, oh, God, that was a scary one.
Terrifying.
It's just scary. We get a side angle shot where you can like see the dick like actually in her throat.
Yeah, we see the throat bulge from profile.
Yeah. The majority of the concerning things for me though were the fact that like the man in the situation seemed to be directing this thing.
Yes. He seemed very much in control and like telling her what to do, like take it longer, hold your breath.
Yeah, hold your breath. Yeah. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Just like that. Yeah. That's
that
what I
love.
That
was the one that bothered me. Keep your eyes open. I was like, they're full of shit. Like they've got stuff in them.
Yeah. And then he's like, no break, no break.
Yeah. And yeah, he said like, no break, no break. And then he's like, I'm coming. Like for a minute, I was like, you got to give her a fucking.
Yeah. Let her breathe. Or the veins are like popping out in her neck.
Yeah. And then it was so that he could come in the back of her throat. And I was like, oh, like this video is 11 minutes and he came at 6.
Yeah. So it's like, where are we going?
Yeah, exactly. And where we're going is to Spit Town. Like we just spent 6 minutes with her just like dragging spit and cum around her face. So
yeah.
This is for someone.
Yeah.
And if she's the number 8 model, she clearly.
She's got a following. I mean, yeah.
You know, I'm sure she's got a massive following and she's got people who like really, you know, get off on this kind of like degradation and like fluid play stuff.
Yeah. It's just not my thing. Her face is literally goopy.
Yeah.
Like she says, like, I can't breathe, I can't see, but I think it's going to be a good video.
Yeah.
Like, also, I think she said this is a good custom video. So I'm assuming like someone requested for this or like paid for it.
Or it was like a fan recommendation or something. I mean, it had like 5 million views. So
that also I'm like, wait, so did she want to do this or was she just feeling like she had to, you know? I don't know.
I mean, I think this is her corner of the market.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
So much of what she's doing is this, and presumably she has deep throat trained for years.
Yeah, right.
And or like, you know, at least in recent years as a career move. And she is like pro at this. So like,
yeah,
at least she has that much agency and I'm sure she's being well compensated. But I agree that I was like not down with the dude telling her what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that that's like probably part of it for a lot of her audience, like wants to see her sort of be dominated and wants to see her like take the dick to the point that you're like, oh, like she can't handle it anymore. But I don't like it.
For me, particularly for this kind of thing, I want to hear the person who's giving the blowjob that they love deep throating. I want to hear them say that. You know, I want to know that they're okay.
Yeah, like we didn't. A, like we don't hear her enjoyment, and B, we don't even hear his. We just hear that he's coming. And that he's like, don't stop. But it's not like aside from some very light breathing that you can sort of barely detect, it's hard to even tell if he likes it. You know, like when he was coming, I was like, oh, really? Because could have fooled me if you were into this guy. Like, which is,
I mean, he says like, you know, you have a magic throat. He like tries to like get like the camera into her throat to see the back of her throat.
At the end, you mean? Like the shot? Yeah.
Yeah.
They do which sort was of weird. Like, we telescope down his throat, throat, I mean. Yeah.
I was like, when she was playing with those spit bubbles and, like, spitting it and sucking it back in, I was like, yeah, that's my boundary. There it is. That's my line.
I literally
I had to look away. I had to look away.
I chose this video. I told us what we were in for, and I still had to, like, look away and come back.
Yeah. I was like,
be like,
is
it over?
Gonna like, barf.
I was making noises. Like, I was like, fucking had a hard time dealing with this. It's not my thing.
Right.
It's a hard thing to watch.
Right.
It's not your thing.
Right. It's like, again, like, try so hard. You know, like, obviously, like, there's no shame in if this is your thing, but. I just was, for me personally, I was
just
like.
Just not mine, very hard.
Yeah. But oddly enough, in the other video, when Mickey spit in her mouth, I was into that.
Oh, interesting. Well, there you go.
Was into that. Not into the, like, the loogie sitch, you know?
Yeah. I feel like I have the opposite kink of what this video is, where I was like, I'd watch the video of her starting that way and then going and like wiping that shit off her face and then taking a nice shower.
Yeah.
And then they have like lovely shower set. Like I just couldn't.
Right.
It's just not the way I'm built.
I hope her throat's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think it is. So she keeps making these, you know?
I just was worried. She was like, I have no words for this. Like, I can't speak.
Yeah.
My throat hurts. I was like, yeah, I bet it does. Oh, we also get some ahagao in there, too.
Uh-huh.
Which also seems to be a thing she loves to do.
Mm-hmm.
Cross your eyes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And the ahagao comes at the end, which is interesting because, like, I mean, like, traditionally ahagao is tied to
an
pleasure
orgasm.
Or, like, sexual experience or like sexual, like being overwhelmed is sort of like what I think of it as being associated with. So like for her to be like done and like having just been the person who gave the blowjob and then be like, all right, here's a pose. Like, and that's, I know that's a lot of like what the cam world has brought Ahagao to, like how it's depicted is just like, oh, here's the face. But I'm like, I don't know. Don't we want to at least like tie it to the sex act as opposed to like do it 5 minutes later?
With her face covered in gloop.
Gloopy loop.
Gloopy to doop.
Slurp diderp.
Wowie zowie. Yeah.
We're looking at everything. We made a promise.
We did. Oh boy.
Here we are. But that's not to say that there is good deep throat out there. And
there is. There
it's certainly
is.
Not a an act that I would discourage anyone away from if they want to try it, you know, with consent and with communication.
It's true.
I'm just not a fluid person. But but many people are. And if that's what you're into, then Shaden Rogue is for you.
Yeah. Check her out. I mean, my God, she seems to put a lot of content out there. So
yeah. Prolific.
Yeah. I mean, what do we think? I'm going to assume that Shaden Rogue's vid is not going to be something that either of us masturbate to.
Why would you assume that, Rachel? Never assume. Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not going to be chilling off to that one anytime soon, unfortunately.
Not me personally, but you know.
But rule two, yes.
Rule two hot. Was very hot. I loved
hot
it.
Hot vid.
Very hot vid.
Dug it.
Really, what a wonderful porn.
Yeah.
I thought it was very well done. Lots of great communication, and I felt good about it, and I felt good about the performers, even though it was, like, you know, pretty advanced BDSM.
Yeah. I thought it was a great demonstration of a healthy BDSM interaction, actually.
Yeah.
And that can be hard to replicate in porn, because the boring part is the, like, let's talk about consent. And I thought this video did a good job of incorporating it without having to explicitly detail it for us.
I mean, like, communication, consent, and things in a butt. It's what else do you want from a video? For me, nothing.
And things in a butt, you know? What else are we here for?
Stuff in butts. That's what I'm looking for.
and stuffing vag at the end.
Yes,
we did that at the
end. We did. And stuff in throats.
The only thing they don't show is, like, the UTI she inevitably gets.
Right. Or the strep throat.
Having vaginal sex.
From the ass to mouth situation that happened. I was like, uh-oh. She about to have some swollen glands.
Anyway.
Well, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. Or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
If you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.